Welcome back.
This is a special late night edition.
Late night.
Well, we're recording late night. Because we had to watch wrestling. But don't worry, this is not a wrestling episode.
Yeah.
It's another sciencey one, kind of scary.
Is it now?
Yeah, you know, for certain people. We were talking about...
Fucking wieners.
You know, let me hit that up, that echo.
All right.
It's about...
AI! Holy shit.
Yeah, or what other people call artificial intelligence.
Robots?
Yeah, Skynet, you know.
The source of them?
The source. You know, it's...
The rogue program?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think it's beneficial. A lot of people think it's going to lead to our destruction.
I believe so, yeah. I think that the technology will learn and try to overthrow us or exterminate us.
Well, we're going to find out how we all think about it.
Huh, Peanut Gully, what do you think? What?
AI.
Damn. All right. But first, Edwin, you know what to do.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. Please make sure that you follow us on Instagram on RNRPOV. And on Facebook and on our POV podcast. You'll find us wherever you find your podcast.
There you go.
There you go.
So before we start, I want to address the issue in the room.
Uh-huh.
How long is it taking this fucking shrimp to defrost? I mean, we've been waiting.
Yeah, Ralph bought some frozen shrimp. So we're going to...
It says thaw and eat.
We're gonna see if we have some food poisoning live on the air. I guess
it's been 3 hours. It's been thawing. It's still ice. It survived most of wrestling and an hour and a half after. Jason was crunchy.
It wasn't the ice.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Tell me, how do you feel about AI?
I can see the benefits of having an AI. You know. Something to help us, but I honestly think it will lead to our downfall or us to be slothy, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. We're lax, you know, just, it'll get us dumber, lazier, yeah.
But it might give us those, you know, advancements we need.
It may give us advancements, but then in the end, we're gonna shit it, you know? We're gonna shit in a punch bowl and fuck it up for everyone somehow. You know.
I mean, that's why we have safeguards. You know, programs we put in place to prevent that from happening, man. Yeah. Computer only do what you tell it to do. You know? Yeah. But this AI will learn and learn and learn and learn and learn. And it'll learn to solve
complex
questions.
Okay, well, for you, what is an AI? Or
an
what do you consider it? Yeah, what is artificial intelligence to you?
Oh, artificial intelligence is a computer program. Mm-hmm. Right, that can continue learning and learning and learning and make itself smarter and improves on itself. Mm. You know? Imagine the complex calculations it'll make in the future for us. You know? Answer questions we can't answer. Computers will.
Like I don't know, maybe I'm imagining or I saw it somewhere like in a movie or TV. Don't they use I won't say artificial intelligence, but like kind of robotics or... Yeah, robots, or like robotic hands, you know, to do certain surgeries, operations.
Yeah, yeah. But that's something that's programmed.
Yeah. Wow.
So, a lot of things about AI is, like, the advancements in, like, computer technology, supercomputers, quantum computers, mathematics, stuff like that, problem solving, all that's being made a lot easier. There's going to be safeguards to protect us, you know. But what about hackers, you know? That's another thing. That's a scary thing.
That shrimp tastes kind of sad.
I know, I'm going to go at it right now. I'm hungry. But you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That, by the way, this topic was brought to you by Jay.
Who?
Jay, the spider.
Spider.
The spider.
I'm laughing, yeah.
I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of benefits, especially when it comes to space. Space exploration and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, we could send the AIs, you know.
Oh yeah.
You know, but then they'll start ruling that planet. Where we sent them at.
Dude, it'd be like sending like a bunch of Captain Amazos into space, you know, from Superman, that villain.
Amazo?
Yeah.
Superman.
He's a robot with a kryptonite heart.
See that, and no one has open to answer to your open challenge?
No, no one has.
Captain Amazo, huh? Yeah. That's the same. Did you know about Captain Amazo, Rock J? Yeah.
But I think of the things they'll do. They'll be able to explore territories we can't.
Going to number two.
You know? They'll be able to explore space without suits, stuff like that, man. They can live the long distances that we can't. It's an exciting time for me. I like it.
For science?
Oh, yeah.
For what?
AI again. No. Oh, sorry.
AI. No, fucker. Is it good to be for science?
Oh, for science.
Dumbass.
You know, it's going to be a time where we're not going to be able to tell the difference between an AI and a human.
Really? Oh, so it's going to be like Terminator, dude?
Yeah, but there's a test for that. It's called the Turing test.
Believe that shit? Yeah. You know about it, too?
Yeah.
What's it about?
What's it called? It's like questions that they ask the AI to see whether or not it knows it's an AI or not.
Kind of like in Blade Runner, like in check out... Figure out who's a replicant?
Who's just sitting?
Yeah, they sent Harrison Ford to your house.
You asshole.
The ship's not bad. We'll be stuck on the can tomorrow.
Salmonella.
Maybe the AI can help us. But yeah, man. There's all sorts of advances you can do with the AI.
We should try it with that sauce.
Medical. You know. Looking. Imagine we can explore the entire sea.
Calls it gravy.
We can explore the sea with it.
Yeah. That's cool. Find the sea monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Sunken ships.
Mm-hmm. The medical advances would be crazy too. They'll probably learn more about our anatomy than we know and how to fix certain things.
Now an android is different than a cyborg, right?
Yeah, a cyborg is any enhanced biological... No, a biological organism enhanced by any output, you know, any outsourced thing. Like a mechanical arm, robotic eye, something like that.
You're still human.
Yeah, I'm still human.
And then AI is just completely artificial.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wonder if we're going to be able to put, like, our souls or our consciousness into a robot. Mm. Once we learn that with AI, maybe you can help us do that. That way we can live forever.
You guys have an EpiPen in case, like, one of us get an allergic reaction?
Yeah, we have an extra EpiPen. Well, you feeling it?
I'm good right now. At first, I thought I was itchy.
But yeah, man. But then a lot of people are scared because what if an AI goes rogue, starts flipping nukes, starts cutting life support off of space stations?
No, hackers could.
Hackers could fuck us up.
Yeah.
You know? Mess with someone's currency, change a 1 to 0 and screw everybody. You know? That's scary, too, you know? Like, then robotic life takes over, like in The Matrix or Terminator. Then again, would we be able to stop it? Well, what if we wrote a kill switch code? Like a code where it just kills all the artificial intelligence once it goes rogue or something, you know? That's
good. You're kind of like in RoboCop, you know?
Yeah.
What was it, the fifth or fourth?
The one with Eddie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot the order or derivative or, I don't know.
I mean, there's rules.
Shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
You like the shrimp?
Love the shrimp.
Are we going to die?
Nah.
No, I'm not going to talk about the AIs, about the robots. Is that Kakita? I don't care.
That's going to be something else, man.
My ears feel itchy.
Maybe we'll find the fuel source.
You fucking ass.
Maybe they can cure your itchiness.
7 years for what? Oh, for me getting an allergic reaction?
Yeah.
To, like, shellfish? I don't know. It's kind of like a hit and miss.
Mm.
You know, I don't know if it's the iodine or something or whatever. It always varies on what I eat. With a shrimp, maybe a squid.
Oh, dude, I love squid.
Yeah.
With, I don't know, like, especially with space exploration, that's what I'm excited for. You know? We might get closer to our sun, certain metals we can make robots out of that can be resistant to that heat. Mm. You know, we can study our star more. Maybe we can put something out there to utilize its energy. We might be able to come up with the Dyson sphere. We might be able to come with different types of energy, move our civilization up, you know, in the Kardashev scale.
You know, since, we're a very interesting type of animal that we are.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be like a man and robot relations?
They're probably doing that now.
You know? Yeah. You know? No, not like not like that. You know, I mean them like trying to get married to one or yeah, and that too eventually. You know,
of course,
this is like a robotic union.
There's people married like fucking cars and buildings,
mm-hmm. and actual love dolls.
Yeah.
Huh, Jay?
Do you mean robosexual?
Hell yeah, that's the word.
I'll be one. I don't care.
Jay, you're a robosexual?
No.
No comment?
No.
Just no. Ralph is.
Do you think it's like playing God?
What?
Making AIs like playing God?
Yeah. Yeah, you're creating something. Creating what? Life? Hmm. But just a husk, you know, no soul.
Is it considered life? Or just a program?
Mm-hmm. Nah.
You know, that's is going to be sentient? Can it become sentient?
Possible.
I mean, it has to learn how to feel mm-hmm. to be sentient. See, that's what we're afraid of. If the AI is going to be like cold and heartless.
But then they do, okay, for example, I don't know. Didn't they try this with a, like Alexa's or something, or some sort of like a, some devices, right? And then they kept on talking to each other and create you up to make them develop their own language about taking over the world.
Yeah, saying humans are going to be put in zoos.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably just the AI. And then, well, they had that one thing, too, that AI program they were testing out on the internet with everybody,
mm-hmm.
and it became, like, hostile and racist.
Oh, yeah.
Why are we that?
Yeah.
I think we got to be... If we're worried about AI, I think we got to be more worried about us.
So the AI became racist. Learned racism.
I'm more afraid of humans than I am of AI.
Yeah.
You know, I say go ahead, push forward, roll those dice, and see what happens. You know?
Yeah.
I think there's far too much beneficial things than there are bad things that can happen. And those bad things that can happen, we can stop from happening before it happens.
Unless it learns somehow. Mm.
Unless we put a block on from it learning that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. With
great.
With the shrimp, you know? Because the shrimp's almost gone.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I mean, we have three more in the fridge.
Frozen?
We have that. We have that salami tray we got to work on, you know.
The gabagool.
Just in case the AI is listening,
mm-hmm.
remember, I was on your side.
Traitor.
All hail the robotic overlords.
You are a true lizard person.
I mean, I love it. I want to go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, if I can go cyborg, I would.
Hell yeah, I'd be a robot.
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
I was a cyborg.
You were what?
I was a cyborg.
He was a cyborg, he says.
Oh.
I had a machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's on drugs.
Inside my body that I had to charge externally.
G was a human vibrator. He had that spinal stimulator. Technically, that does make him a cyborg.
Yeah. Damn bonitis.
Bonitis.
My only regret is that I had bonitis.
I mean, imagine all the cool things. Like, imagine having an AI best friend.
Nah.
Like a robot.
Like a good guy, though.
Yeah, like no one will fuck with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You mean a robot friend?
Yeah, why not? Like Bender, dude. Well, we had Bender, like.
Yeah.
I'd program mine to sound like Bender. I'm Bender. You know?
What's that mean, Bender?
I think I could be a brochacho with one.
Might sound like Christopher Walken, or something, or someone just random.
Coming at me all wrong.
Yeah.
What'd be your robot name?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome. Devil Man.
Ralphatron. I don't know, I'd go for a Transformer name.
Like a Mega Man.
Devastator. Barricade. Something good. Definitely, I would definitely go Decepticon.
Super Twink.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. Are you afraid of it?
Of what?
The topic of this
podcast. Oh.
the thing we're talking about.
Not afraid of it, but weary about it. Like, you know, try not to give it too much.
too much leash.
Yeah.
Too much on the slack?
Yeah. A little less slack on the leash.
Elon Musk said it was like summoning a demon.
Shut the fuck up.
Is that what he said or is that hearsay?
No, that's what he said. It's like it's on...
Allegedly.
It's on videos.
Man.
I'm feeling itchy.
Yeah, I'm itchy too. I see you scratching, that made me scratch. I'm going to drink the shrimps.
Yeah, man.
Dolphin. Dolphin? Pods.
Pods.
Man.
You're tasty.
They are. They're fucking delicious.
What, dolphins?
Probably. They probably taste like tuna.
What do you think dolphins taste like,
David? Like tuna.
Hold on. Let me ask the AI. Echo, what do dolphins taste like?
Here's something I found on the web. According to slideplayer.com, dolphins like to ride waves and jump into the water.
Did you ask them what it tastes like?
I asked what it tastes like, and it's trying to guilt me into not eating them.
They taste like...
Because he likes to jump in water and play or something like that. Oh, that's right. Isn't Echo's part of AI? They have a program, too, now, where you can talk to the Echo.
Yeah, we're acting stupid. Something that acts dumb.
No. There's a side program.
Oh.
That you talk to and it tells you. Or tells you. Talks to you.
Chatbot.
It's something like chatbot, yeah.
What's chatbot?
An AI chatting thing. It talks back to you, asks you questions too.
There's type in descriptions and it'll automatically...
Oh, man.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Just want to drink water. What? Yeah, see, yeah, there's AIs that make music, that do drawings. Yeah,
like, you let it, you program it to listen to, like, a certain amount of hours of music. And then, like, from its collective knowledge of what it just listened to, it'll generate a style of song that you choose.
I mean, there's an AI...
So you guys don't think, like, a Skynet or whatever happened?
We don't know that, though.
Do you think it's possible?
It's possible.
Yeah.
But that's why, like I said, we make safe nets.
Or failsafe.
There you go. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I still think that, and I believe deep down, that the good outweighs the bad when the bad is stoppable, preventable.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, we're obviously going to discover new things. You know, but I think before we discover...
He said something funny.
Judgment day is inevitable.
But I think... but you know, before we use AI, I think we're going to find life or bacteria on another planet first. Then we're going to... Then we'll start using AI. Watch.
You always go back to science.
Yeah, dude, you have to, man.
You have to?
Everything is science.
It's even what? It's what?
Science!
Give the people what they want.
Yeah, everything is science, man. That's the key word. I mean, use science for everything to your language, you know? You can even break down music into mathematics.
Yeah. I don't think he believes in science, though. He calls it modern-day witchcraft.
He calls it magic.
He calls it sorcery.
He calls it mana. Oh. Yeah. And ether.
Some sort of alchemy.
Yeah. Well, Jay believes the world's hollow.
Yeah?
He thinks the Earth is shaped like a donut.
It's flat.
It's flat.
How else would it fit on the turtle's back?
Oh, God. I want to punch him so much. 1,000,000,000 times I want to punch him in the face. With the power of 1,000 suns. I wish AI would manifest right now and punch you in the face. And then show you that the world is round.
You know what he said right now?
What?
Is it gonna hurt the turtle?
Is it gonna hurt?
Man, fuck that turtle.
Is the turtle okay?
The turtle died a long time ago, Jay. What's kind of interesting to me?
What?
What if you try to teach AI about religion? I think there'll be a lot of pissed off people.
Short circuits.
I want it to happen now. I want to wake up tomorrow and the world's using AI.
We are, you know, our phones, right?
Yeah, we are, but I'm talking about the way I see it. Like, like there's a male robot, like a mailman robot. Right. Good afternoon, Mr. Navarro. Good afternoon, Mr. Roboman.
Or those pleasure robots.
Good evening, pleasure bot.
Strange you have my mail.
What? If Jay was banging your robot, would that be cheating?
Good question.
That would be, huh? You guys are weirdos.
Wouldn't go underneath.
You guys are backyard buddies.
Who are you talking to?
The robots. Mm-hmm. What happened? We got peanuts. What? Peanut gallery. What are you saying?
I lost my train of thought.
Ooga booga.
Oogie boogie.
Dang! Imagine like we throw AI out in the wild. Here, boom! You start off like cavemen. Figure it out. They come back and wipe us out.
Well, your definition of the sound of it is the AI becomes like some sort of robotic form, in a humanoid form in a way. Or,
well, look, they taught a robot to play chess. It started off horrible until it got better and better and better. Yeah. Now it's like, or like they taught it Go. That was it Chinese, I think? Go? That game they play?
I don't know. What?
They taught it that. Now the robot's almost unbeatable. Hardest game in the world.
Mahjong?
No, I think it's called Go.
Go.
Right. Yeah, you remember. They showed it on that one anime. Hmm. The Hunter x Hunter.
Okay.
But yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, boy. I want it to happen now. Like tomorrow now. But then, what if I'm wrong? Yeah. A robot with a gun.
Well, you have been eating like raw shrimp.
He has a gun. Where'd that come from, fucker? You think a robot will fuck you up?
Yeah.
You know, you can outsmart, like, a level 1 AI.
Oh, man.
Damn. I'm only level 37 right now. Adam's level 40. Fucker. 49. Oh, my God. I don't want it to happen anymore. I just don't want it, man.
Eat a shrimp.
Ooh, my mouth tastes like the shrimp.
Other user Jay's in this turn. Next.
It was Jay's turn.
No, fucker.
Shrimp, boy. We're all taking this ride together. It's like we're doing shrooms.
Yeah, go.
I wonder if we can write a program to, like a robot or a computer.
This show has gone off the rails, huh?
Yeah, but it's fun.
It's fun, though.
But I wonder if we can write a program and put it into a computer to make it experience being high on psychedelics.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And let it tell us what it sees.
Right. So you want an AI to expand its mind.
What?
Or the desire to kill.
I don't think we can do that yet. I think it's going to have to do it for itself.
You're next, Ralphie.
For what?
Trim.
Dude, I've been eating this shit by the handfuls. I've been doing like three at a time. I don't know.
Yeah. And they're done. You want more? You want another one?
No, I'm good.
Why?
Because we had to defrost it for another 3 hours? Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you had it ready.
Would we ever have to work again? Anybody? With robots like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's going to fix them up?
Each other?
Yeah, who's going to monitor the kill switch?
The other robots?
Yeah, even the ones that haven't revolted yet?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure some robots will be loyal.
What are we going to do?
Run, hide, try to fight back.
It's gonna be like Wally.
We're getting like ripped apart.
It's gonna be like Wally, we're gonna get really fat and they have to send us in space.
Probably. What do you think? There? Send us to Florida.
You know the craziest death recorded in space, and it gives me chills to this day?
What?
Was a Soya. It decompressed mm-hmm. while still in space, and all the astronauts. Dude, this is crazy. Y'all suffocated in space. That is fucking scary. Can you imagine that? Maybe AI will help. You know, AI will probably help prevent shit like that from happening.
From what?
Like that? Or it might even start it. I don't know. Space Odyssey. Mm. Great. Now I'm going to dream about this.
I could always put an audio book for you before I
leave. Oh, fuck. You put like some erotica maybe?
No, thank you. You don't deserve shit.
Well, you know what, Edwin?
No. I don't own anything.
I think it's that time.
It was that time. Is it that time?
It is.
All right. Edwin, you know what to do.
Thank you for listening, and please, thank you for supporting us. Please make sure that you follow us on Instagram on RNRPOV and on Facebook on RNRPOV Podcast. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.